I stayed for a whole extra semester just to do a studio with Rita McCoe. And I didn't do anything else except, you know, spend time with her and kind of be able to talk to her to think about, well, how am I going to work through these different things? And one thing in one of our studio visits that always sticks with me, and it's something that I'm going to carry with me for the rest of my life, is because I told her that I always see, you know, a scene and a set and different things come in there. And she said, that's good, she said, but be mindful. She said, when this set or this scene, she said, every time you introduce a prop, she said, that it's very loaded. It carries an entire history with it. She said, even if you're not aware, she said, the fact that, you know, if you want to write something in that performance, if you decide to use a crayon, she said, then there's a whole, you know, history as to why you're using the crayon. And people are going to construct that history. If you decide to use a Sharpie, an oil stick, all these different things, whatever you decide to, she said, if the action is mixing something, she said, if you put in a blender, then you're, you know, referencing all of this kind of domesticity and the woman's role and all these different things. She said, if you bring in like an electric hand mixer, it's a different thing again. And then if you bring in like a power drill where you're mixing it, she said, and then if you're using a stick, whatever the action is, as soon as you introduce an element into that scene, then there's a whole referencing that happens. And that's something that, you know, I always think about every single time. I'm like, why am I doing this? What am I trying to say? Is it necessary? So I think Rita really helped me with a lot of my trying to figure out the editing processes.